regarding the tefillah that we've been talking about on Shabbat morning in Shacharit, which is the tefillah of Nishmat Kolayim. As we learned that on the Shabbat there is Tosefet Neshama that comes to a person. This Tosefet comes in three parts. It comes in first the Nefesh part, and then the Ruach, and then the Neshama. So we learned on Friday night, we accept the Nefesh at the time of the Chadodi. When we say Bu'ikala, Bu'ikala, Tochim Wunam Segula, we accept the first installment of the Neshama Yitera of the night. And then when we say Barichu, so we receive the second installment called Ruach. And then when we say Ashkibenu, we say Ufros Alenu, so then we receive already the Tosefet of Neshama. In the morning also, we receive the same three Halakim, but this is the morning in Neshama Yitera, which is higher than the evening. Where is the three places where we accept it in the morning? So in the morning, the beginning, we accept it in Nishmat Kol Chai. When we say Nishmat Kol Chai, although we say Nishmat, but we're accepting the first installment of the Neshama, which is the Nefesh. Also, we receive the second installment when we start the Amidah, the Shem Sivadai Teftach, and then the third installment we receive in Keter, when we say Ayin. The Nishmat Kol Chai also has some very basic kavanot that the Ben Ish Chai says that even if a person is Adam Pashut, he should have these kavanot. And they are threefold. Number one, when he says the Nishmat Kol Chai, he should mechaben that the Shetevot, Nochach, Nishmat Kol Chai, Nun is 50 and Chaf is 20 and Chet is 8, that's 78. It's keneged Shem Yud Kevavke three times, three Havayot. If you look in our Sidurim, you'll see on the Nishmat Kol Chai, it says on top of the words, Yud Kevavke, Yud Kevavke, Yud Kevavke. Also Kol Chai, he says numerically equals 68, which is the three Shemot, Ekeyeh, Havaya, Ekeyeh. But also equals 68, which is the Shem that represents Tefillin. Even though at Shabbat we don't wear Tefillin, by saying the Nishmat Kol Chai with the Skavanav Kol Chai, it's as if we are wearing the Tefillin. To the extent, Rabbi David Paldo says, if somebody doesn't say Nishmat, and he reads the Shema, it's like he read Shema without Tefillin, even on Shabbat. And then there's a third Kavanah, you're bringing the Kiddushah the Shabbat into Olam HaYitzira. That's an extra Kavanah. The main Kavanot is the three Havayot and the Ekiyah Havaya, Ekiyah, which is the Kavanah 68, which is Gematria Hayim, which is a remez to the Tefillin. So important is this Nishmat Kol Chai that if a person, for example, forgot to say it, he thought he was praying during the week. So he said, Ki Hashem Melucha, Ishtabach. He finished the Ishtabach. The halakha says, Ben Ish Chai, at that point over there, he should go back and recite the Nishmat. Even if he answered Barichu, he said, Baruch Hashem Barach Neolam Ba'ed, he should still go back and recite the Nishmat. Once he started the Barakha B'Yotzer, it's too late. Then the Ben Ish Chai says he should say the Nishmat after the Amidah. However, we have a problem. He's going to wait to say it after the Amidah. Has he accept upon himself the extra component of Ruach in the Hashem Sefaday Teftach? He didn't accept Nefesh, because he skipped Nishmat. So he says, right before he gets to the Amidah, he should mechaven the first eight words of Nishmat in order to receive mentally the Tosefet of Nefesh. And then when he starts the Amidah, he'll receive the Tosefet of Ruach. There's different girsaot, different texts in the Nishmat. The Ben Ish Chai is very, very particular, specifically when we say, in Hem Yodu, Vibarichu, Vishabehu, Vifa'aru, Vishoreru. He says to add the word Vishoreru, so that there's five different praises, corresponding five different components of the Neshama, which is Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. There's some Sidurim that don't have it. But the Kaf HaChaim brings down some opinions that skip the word Vishoreru. But the Ma'aseh Ben Ish Chai said, we put the word that we should do. Last but not least, when we say Shavat Aniyim Atat Tishma, who's the Aniyim over here? It's referring to the Jewish people that are in exile. When it says Sa'akat Adan Takshiv V'Toshiyah, that's referring to Mashiach Ben Yosef that says, suffers because of our sins. And therefore we're saying that when God will take Bnei Yisrael out of the exile, He'll also answer the prayer of the Dal, the poor one, which is Moshe ben Yosef, to take him out of his misery as well.